Hi everyone. Today I just want to try to do this again. I tried it a few other times when I was reading from, well, I was reading off the paper, but this time I'm just going to just try to tell it off the top of my head. So I picked a subject that I can tell because it's a true story. It happened to me back when I was in university. It's about my first and only threesome. It was my second year of university, and I just really started having sex. I mean, I'd done it before, like in high school, but I really didn't like it. And at this point, I was just I was really starting to enjoy it, and I was trying new things, and that kind of spilled over to other areas. Like I was going to parties and experimenting with various things, and what they had back in the 90s, what they called raves, were a little bit different than what they have today. Basically, what happens was you would meet somewhere, and then they would take you somewhere, and it was all very secretive, and so the cops wouldn't find out or whatever it was. I'm not sure, but it was a lot of waiting around. It was cold. It was a real pain, really. I mean, a lot of and I'd never been before, so I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if it'd be fun or not. And I was there with my friend Sharon, her boyfriend, and there was two of his friends who had also, they were never really been to this, but they were there for the same reason anyone else was to try it out a bit. Sharon's boyfriend was more, he had been to them a number of times, so he was kind of like showing us around or whatever, and he gave us some pills to use. At first, they weren't really doing anything. Like I was just dancing, but I mean, I was having fun, but I didn't really feel anything. And then it was almost like it happened all at once, but it didn't. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I was sort of feeling like you feel oneness with everyone, and it's all very chemically induced, but the feeling still remains. Like it's a really fun feeling. You want to just hug people and dance with people and do that type of thing. And people are getting massages, and Sharon's boyfriend, he was giving me a massage, and I was sitting back on my heels in front of him, and there were school bags everywhere, and I guess I was dressed, I guess like a Spice Girl. I mean, I had like a crop top on with like kind of athletic pants that were kind of like bell bottoms, good for comfort and stuff. And he like put his hand down my pants from behind, and he started to feel my pussy, and he was feeling me like up and down. And I thought, I was thinking maybe I should let him do this, but at the same time, it felt really good, and it seemed like it was okay. So I just kind of closed my eyes, and the music was very loud, so nobody could hear me moaning or anything like that. Or if they did, they didn't say anything because, I mean, nobody was going to tap me on the shoulder and say, "Hey, you're moaning," but anyways, yeah, it was a lot of it was different. And when it was over, he didn't there was no like expectation of anything. It didn't feel awkward. It was just like, okay, well, that was fun, and we're gonna keep partying kind of thing. It was a really fun night, and I danced most of the night, and somebody like body painted on my tummy. It was like a sun or something. I don't really remember, but I looked the part of a raver. When it was over, it was morning time basically. So when you leave, it's like the first thing of sunshine is very like everyone looks kind of dirty and stuff. And I'm sure I did too. We got a taxi, and the taxi driver thought, we were dirt bags, and maybe we were. We went to, I think it was her boyfriend's cousin's house, but it could have been his friend. I don't know. I mean, I was told it was his cousin's house, so that I think. So we got there, and his cousin wasn't there, so we just had access to the house so we could sleep and kind of sleep off the whole night. And but no one was really tired, so we were sitting in the living room. We were all talking and getting to know each other better and feeling very connected and all that type of stuff. And it was all very, very deep, I'm sure. At some point, Sharon and her boyfriend were gone, and Josh, who was one of his friends, he was taller. His other friend was Sean, and Josh was a bit taller. He looked like kind of a he looked like a high school athlete who became very dedicated to the stoner life in university, and he was good looking. His hair was a little bit shaggy, His friend was more clean cut, but he had a bit of a style to him. He looked like, not totally square, let's put it that way. Anyways, Josh went to me and he told me that they were fucking, and like, when I thought about it, I'm like, oh, obviously they were. And we started talking about sex, like the three of us started talking about sex, and kind of in the open, honest way that the drug can induce. And Sean said, well, he's never had sex. He was a virgin. So I thought that I would be nice, and I said, if you have a condom, you can fuck me. So they went and got condoms, and I didn't really meet both of them, but when they got back, it was kind of understood that the three of us were going to get a room. And I didn't really object to it. I was kind of excited for it. I mean, it wasn't what I meant, but at the same time, when it started, I was ready to go. So we went into the guest room, which is really weird because we didn't even know the person. I can see why people find drug users very difficult, because we just figured we'll just use this room. And there was a pull-out sofa, and when we pulled the bed out, it already had sheets on it, so that was, I guess that was good. I mean, at least we can clean them afterwards. So we got started, we messed around on the bed, and we were just like doing things like that. And then Josh started taking my clothes off, and he licked me everywhere. Like, he licked all over, he licked up and down, he licked in between, he licked my pussy, he licked my ass, and he licked everywhere. It was stuff I would have never let anybody do. It was just different, but it felt good. When he was done, he wanted to fuck me, so he put a condom on, and I got ready. He told me that he wanted me to get on top of him. And it wasn't really a position I'd really done before, but I was trying new things. So I said, okay. So I got on top, and I tried not to fall down too hard on him, like, 'cause I didn't want to hurt him. He had a Josh had a really, really big cock. Sean's was normal size, but Josh was like maybe two-thirds bigger. And but it didn't hurt at all. Like, I think the drug, I mean, it hurts the next day, but when we started doing it, it was fine. And he fucked me for a really long time. We were just screwing and screwing. He like bent me on my side and started fucking me like that. He fucked me and held my neck and all sorts of things. And soon I was like, we're having a threesome here, so I wanted Sean to get a turn. So he's okay. First I sucked his dick, and when I was sucking his dick, he came, but he didn't tell me he was gonna come. He just kind of came in my mouth, and wasn't ready for it. I like went all through my nose, and I was coughing, and it was all kind of funny at the time. And after that, we waited for him to get hard again, and he was gonna put a condom on, and he wasn't really doing it right. So like, Josh, it was nothing, like they weren't sexual towards each other, but he took his penis and he put the condom on it like it was nothing, like it was just helping him, and it was just all very cool. We tried a few positions that weren't really working that well, and then Josh, he was kind of directing the whole thing the whole time, and he was like, he told me to get on my hands and knees, and then Sean got behind me, and he took me by the hips, and he started fucking me like that. He fucked me for like maybe 5, 10 minutes before he started coming. And he came, but he's still hard. Like, he kept going, and you can hear like the squishy stuff inside the condom as he was fucking away. And after he came again, he was kind of done. And Josh went behind me at that point, like, and he fucked me really, really, really hard. Like, it was really, really hard. And then he took the condom off, and he came all over me. And It was a lot of fun, actually. It felt really dirty, and it's something that I still think about to this day. It was just such a thing. Like, it was just a moment in time that it was just such a turn on. And when I left the room, Sharon was sitting on the sofa. Sharon was like, "Did you really fuck both of them?" And I just started laughing. And she was okay about it. She never told anybody. And that was it. That was my first threesome. Thanks for listening. Bye.